Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, 8:40 on this Thursday morning. The change in seasons means some changes at the Port Huron Museums. Here to tell us what's going on at the museum is the Port Huron Museum's community engagement manager, Andrew Kircher. Andrew, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
New season, new things going on at the museums, huh?
Yes, we are really excited. We are making up for lost time from last year, for sure. We are doing more programs now than we have in probably the last 3 years. So we are really excited about some of the things we have coming up, because we've got some old favorites, some things that we debuted last year, like our trolley tours. We have really kind of expanded upon them. So we have different trolley tours. Those are going to be starting up in April and go through the end of the year. And in fact, we have worked really hard to make sure that this summer there is a trolley tour every single week that's scheduled. So
wow.
That's June, July, August, September, every week in summer, on Wednesday nights, Saturdays, Sundays, Friday nights. There's a chance for everybody to get in on some of those trolley tours that I think are going to be pretty popular.
I think they will. And I remember when Depot Dave started doing those Edison tours, it was really, you know, intended to be once, maybe twice a year. And there was just so much demand for them. People really do, I think, love and appreciate local history. But when you can really see it and hear the story firsthand, I mean, that's what really kind of brings it to life, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. And I think not only is this going to be attractive to locals, which hopefully, you know, it's locals who are getting this inside track to get their tickets now, but I think this is going to be popular with tourists. I think people are going to really want to get out this summer, and things like our Murder and Mayhem trolley tour, I think, are going to be really popular. But we also have, you know, neighborhoods and churches and architectural highlights. And of course, good old Depot Dave still doing the Edison tour. So
very good.
We're really excited about those, but we also have some new programs as well. So we've got a story time and dance series coming up in April. And this is with Wonder Wolf Entertainment, this wonderful woman named Michelle. She is exceptional. These are a dance series aimed kind of the 3 to 7 crowd, the, you know, early school, preschool crowd. And they're going to be doing some kind of fun stuff. They've got like a teddy bear picnic and knights in shining armor and unicorns and all sorts of fun things like that. So I think that's going to be really fun for maybe a certain demographic,
sure.
But it's going to kind of cool that we're starting to experiment using the space we have in the Carnegie Center. It's such a beautiful building. And those are going on Thursdays in April. So every Thursday. And the cool part is if you have, you know, maybe a couple little kids, siblings come for free. So it's only twice.
Great. Fantastic. Yeah, I think you're right. There's not only making up for lost time on the museum's part, but there's definitely pent up demand to get out and do stuff, isn't there?
Yeah, and, you know, I think we're still doing some virtual programming. We've got virtual spring break programming, because I know that not everyone's fully comfortable coming out, and with pretty good reason. You know, we're really close to getting everyone a vaccine, but obviously they're not all out there yet. But so we're doing these Boredom Buster virtual programs for spring break, which I know is coming up. They're really cool programs that we can do. You pick up the supplies at the museum, and then you kind of do them at home on your own time, and you can help. We help out through Zoom. They're kind of fun activities, something to do for kids who have been, you know, getting a lot of experience working kind of on their home on their own. But we do have some in-person. We do have one really cool in-person event that we're doing outside, staying very COVID safe and some social distancing. And it's going to be a historical maple sugaring at the museum on the 28th on Sunday. So we have very limited seating for it. But we've got a historian who we've done some work with coming up from Detroit. Everybody thinks about tapping maple for maple syrup, but historically, you know, before refrigeration, maple syrup doesn't last very long.
Mm.
So what you do is you boil the syrup down even further into sugar, and it doesn't go bad. It's, you know, a superfood that, you know, native people have known about for thousands of years. So we're going to talk everybody through it. You get to maybe try a little sample, and I think it's going to be a really cool in-person event.
No, absolutely. That's neat. There's a lot of people that maybe haven't even been to the Carnegie Center since all the remodeling and redecorating there.
Yeah, well, and, you know, not only have we remodeled, redecorated, we, of course, opened from whence we came, our new permanent Black History exhibit.
Yeah.
And by the end of this month, we'll have up our new temporary exhibit, which is called Threads. And it's part of our inventory. We're double dipping, I'll be honest. It's part of our inventory process.
Right.
We've taken out like all of our clothes. We had boxes and boxes and boxes of clothes. And I said, well, if we got them all out, we're counting them anyway, let's put some of them on display. So that's going to be kind of our next temporary exhibit in our galleries right at the end of the month.
You mentioned, you know, the inventory process you've been going through. It's really been a major undertaking, hasn't it? I mean, if you think that you've got stuff stashed in your garage, in your attic, in your basement at home, just imagine the museum, all the stuff that you must have stashed in every corner of every property.
Huh? Right. You know, in fact, we've been going through some growing pains at the museum because of it. There were so many items, like 20,000 to 25,000 items. At a certain point, they were all packed away, you know, in boxes, and there were boxes on top of boxes and in front of other boxes. And so we've actually expanded our storage. We've decompressed for kind of the safety of the artifacts. We can inventory them better. We can have access to them. So our meeting space downstairs, which is where some outside groups have met, has now been moved up to the mezzanine, which honestly might be a win-win. The mezzanine's got now these beautiful windows, lots of natural light. So we still have a beautiful meeting space, and we're going to have even more storage, which long-term goal, we're hoping to have visible storage. So it's a place where folks will be able to walk through and actually see items in storage that aren't on display.
Hmm.
But we've decompressed, and yeah, there's, like I said, 20, 25,000 items. So it's a process we're not ending anytime soon.
We've got to be getting close to the day when we can see the other sites open for tours. When do you foresee that happening? What's the schedule?
Yeah, well, actually, closer than you might think, because this year we're banking on that kind of pent-up urge to get out, and we're actually starting on weekends in April. So the first weekend's Easter, kind of a little bit different, but the 10th of April, that second weekend in April, all of our satellite sites will be open. So the depot and the Fort Gratiot Light Station, we are still waiting on, of course, working with the city to get in a little bit of that fill to the Huron from where that was damaged last year in that big sesh, that big tsunami that came
yeah,
in.
Yeah.
So we need to bring in a little bit of fill, but they were waiting for spring to do that. And judging by the weather this morning, it feels like the worst of winter's over anyway.
Yeah, I sure hope so. Andrew, if people want to know more about what's going on at the Port Huron Museum, where do they go? Where can they find more information?
Well, you can always check us out on Facebook, Port Huron Museums, or go to our website, phmuseum.org. You can also sign up for our newsletter there. Once a week, you get special offers, updates on everything that's going down at the museum, because these days, it's a lot of things.
Yeah, absolutely. Fun stuff. All right, Andrew, thanks for the update. Appreciate it very much. We'll talk soon.
Thanks for having me.
Take care. Bye-bye.